Hey guys, just want to let you know the Patreon is up. Check it out. Patreon.com/Beer City Media Podcast for all your extra Beer City Media needs. Now on with the show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast with your host, Larry. Josh.
Me.
April.
Mm-hmm.
Applause.
I like it when you say it before you do the applause. That's nice.
Well, I was just queuing up our applause crew that we,
yeah, yep.
we hire, we pay, they leave the door.
Thanks, you know. Guys.
See ya. And this episode is a therapy episode. Mm. That's right. It's a triple trouble episode again.
Oh, boy.
Because Ryan is gone.
Yeah.
He's off with his family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Celebrating his birthday.
Yeah, I feel like today is his birthday.
It is.
Yeah. It's his what?
His birthday.
His birthday.
Come on, Ringo.
There he is. It's expensive getting Ringo here.
It is. Hey, thanks, Ringo.
It's his 40th.
Yeah, it's a big one.
It is. I wish he was here because I could tell him some things that he's got to look forward to.
Now, technically, this will come out because the day we're recording now is his birthday.
Correct.
This will come out after his
surprise party, so we can talk about
his super secret surprise party that we're planning for him.
Yes.
We're just going to play that song in a loop. It's party until people throw themselves in the pool and drown themselves.
Right? It was kind of fun how the whole party shaped up because it was literally one night I was sitting next to April on the couch and I said to her, I'm like, you know, Ryan's 40, going to be 40 this year. Mm-hmm. And gosh, wouldn't it be cool if someone threw him like a big surprise birthday party? And she's like, yeah, that would be pretty cool. I was like, what if we did it? Like, call all of his, you know, he can call his girlfriend.
We have a super secret Facebook group or event.
Yep. And like within, I would say 15 minutes of me saying the idea out loud, we already secured with his sister that we could do the party at her house. And we started inviting people.
Yeah, we found a way to get him there super secretly.
Okay.
So, yeah. Hopefully it'll be a good surprise.
Okay, that's enough, Ringo. You can leave now.
Yep. Thanks, Ringo. See you next time.
We pull all the stops here.
That's right.
There's that Patreon money.
Yeah.
Right.
That was all of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But yeah.
It's save it up for whose birthday will be next? Mine?
Yours?
Yeah, I think mine.
Yours is nice.
So, yeah, we got a couple of months to bank some more money to get Ringo back.
I don't know if we can get Ringo.
Well.
We can get Bingo.
That's
just bingo. A bingo card.
Bingo Blar, the famous drummer.
He plays the triangle.
Exactly.
Done Bingo.
Oh, man.
But well, like he's in time and whatnot.
Right, of course.
Hangs out with a slide whistle player.
So. Yeah. I don't really know what our plan is for this episode, but I do have some kind of exciting news.
Okay.
That if I can have a minute to share.
Sure.
I'm super excited because I know I've talked on the show about before about kind of what I did this past year as my job. Mm-hmm. I was a school bus aide, and I rode the bus with the most extremely emotionally impaired kids mm-hmm. in the district, which were like, they're all middle schoolers that just want to kill each other. So it
some
was
middle schoolers.
Right, exactly. But like really super aggressive middle schoolers. Okay. And I got a call from my boss at the director, or he's the director of transportation for my school district. And he said, "Hey, got a question for you." I said, "Yeah, what's up?" He goes, "Do you have your own van route this year, this coming upcoming school year?" And I said, "Yes." I said, "Is it going to be the run that I did this past year with the EI kids?" And he said, "Nope, we're taking you off that." So I get my own van run, yeah. also making five more dollars an hour.
Whoa.
Yep. So I get a huge increase in pay.
You can buy your own Ringo.
I know. So that's exciting. My hours are going to be a little bit different because I'm only transporting three kids, and they are, one of them is in a wheelchair, and I think the other two need to be strapped into like 5-point harnesses.
Will you tow the other one?
Yeah. Drag him behind.
Drag him behind you.
Okay. But what's really exciting about this is last year we had to get everyone up at 6 a.m. so that I could drop them off at before school,
right.
like daycare, because I had to be to work way before the school opened.
And so that before school care,
it's so freaking expensive. It was $9 per day per child for 5 days a week for two children. So my bill came at the end of every month, and I was like, holy crap, I can't believe I'm dumping this much money into this. So now that I have my own van route, I'll be done before school starts, and I got the okay from my boss to put a booster seat in the back of my van and drag Asher with me
nice.
Through my route so that I don't have to pay to put him in childcare. So he'll just ride in the van with me, and then we'll both go to school together because I'm at his school this year.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
So it's like... Oh, like the planets all aligned. It's it's really nice. And not to mention the pièce de résistance is I don't have to go to work every day and worried about being like stabbed or punched in the face.
Yeah.
Which was genuinely a fear of mine every day I went to work last year. So it was very exciting to get awesome. That. He was like, is that something you, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I want to stay doing what I did last year. I did tell Josh though, I said, you know, it does make me a little sad to leave the kids that I worked with last year, because despite the fact that they were all very scary, you know, by the end of the year, I had sort of gotten to know them well enough to like know what their triggers were and know how to handle their reactions. And if this one's mad, put them, you know, separate them from this one. And, you know, I'm a little bummed that I won't be able to see them next year or this coming year, but I'm excited. This will be a lot better. I think it'll be less stressful.
And the money.
I hope. And the money. Yes, there's cha-ching. That also. So, yep. And I'll be done before Asher gets out of school in the afternoon. So I'll be able to pick him up. He won't even have to ride the bus home. So.
That's going to be nice because unfortunately his bus last year wouldn't even drop him off in front of our door.
No, I had to go drive to his bus stop. That was a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because he switched schools in the middle of the year and they... didn't have a stop on that route. It was dumb. But yeah, that's my big exciting thing. Yeah.
Just celebrated my 22nd wedding anniversary.
That is amazing.
That is, you have no idea. Yeah, it is weird.
Yeah.
Just hard to wrap. Like when I was younger, you think you would hear 20-year anniversary. I'm thinking like, couple 80-year-olds like holding hands on a park waiting to die.
Right, I know.
Turns out I'm just waiting to die.
Right, exactly.
But I'm not 80.
Halfway there.
Thank you.
No, I totally get what you mean because we're sort of feeling that too because Garrett's going to be in junior high this year. He just turned 13. And like the passage of time, when you really sit and think of it, is super fucky.
It is.
Like
it seems to go, there is actually a scientific... reasoning behind that, the older you get, the more time flies because you've experienced time.
Right.
That's why, like, when you drive somewhere, the drive back feels shorter.
I get that.
Because you've already experienced
it. Right. That makes sense.
So not only do you get older, it goes by faster.
Great.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
It is stupid.
Because, like, I mean, Asher's going to be 6 this year. And I'm like, I don't even know how that freaking happened. I know. Like what?
Huh. I remember when you were pregnant.
I know.
I remember you before you were pregnant.
Do you remember when you were pregnant?
Barely. I threw up a lot.
Yeah.
That's what I remember most.
It was sad when I got so used to her throwing up that she could get up in the middle of dinner and I'd just still keep eating.
Yep.
It wouldn't even slow down.
I would stand up, go throw up all of the food that I just ate, rinse my mouth out, and come and finish my meal.
Try to get some food in. Yeah.
It was bad. I try to think about that when I have like real bad baby fever. Like, mm-hmm. Okay, I never slept and I was sick all the time. Mm-hmm. Like that was, I'm good. We're good. Yeah.
So do we want to do a game or do we want to do pop culture first?
Doesn't matter to me. I mean, we could do pop culture and then end this show with a fun game.
Yeah, let's do pop culture first.
It's time for the Pop Culture Minute with Josh. Sonic Boom!
I admit this is kind of interesting to watch you because Larry forgot
my iPad, so
which is the soundboard, and yes. So doing it all on your phone.
It's phone, like, pulling it up because it's not saved to
right.
My phone. It's saved to the iPad, so I'm like trying to pull up files as we're doing this.
Nice. Right.
Well, you're doing all right so far, man. So, okay.
So don't expect much fancy soundboard action today. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I expect it in the post.
Oh, no. Don't expect that, and you'd be highly disappointed.
Right. Okay, so Lizzie Borden is what we covered last week. And indeed. So that's what we're going to talk about today, because there has been quite a bit.
Good. So we won't be Lizzie bored by this.
Hey, yo.
Oh, you probably still will be. That's because of the nature of who's
way
doing
to sell it.
Yeah, right?
Confidence level one. So Lizzie Borden. She was a gal,
mm-hmm.
And so was the gal on Lizzie with a Y Borden's founding first record in 1983. Yes, there was a band, and I knew of them. I've never listened to them. I'm sure April's like, love them.
If you listened to the last episode, the last song is by Lizzie Borden.
Nice. Oh,
there we go.
And as well as the first song, a different Lizzie.
Oh.
Well, Lizzo is what I started this.
Lizzo Borden?
Yes, that's right. Lizzo Borden.
Yes.
I don't know if her last name's Borden or not.
Should be.
I think it might. Well, the song is called Lizzie Borden.
Uh-huh.
So I wonder if that's her like actual God-given name.
I don't know.
Or parent given, probably more like.
I'll Google it.
Yeah.
Oh, fun. So, yes.
The pop culture minute within a pop culture minute. Popception.
Oh.
Her name's Melissa Jefferson.
Oh, wow. Not even close.
That's Melissa boring. Vivian Melissa. Jefferson.
Lizzo.
Melissa.
Okay.
I get it.
But yep, it's a theatrical glam metal band called Lizzie Borden with a Y. Founded in 83. First record came out in 84. And they the name of that record, Give 'em the X.
Ooh.
They are still to this day recording and whatnot because in 2018 they put out My Midnight Things.
Ooh.
Which at that age, they're not making it to midnight.
Yep. Nope.
It's not.
My 9 p.m. things is more accurate.
9 p.m.'s pushing it.
Right?
It's
my Matlock thing.
Uh-huh.
It's wild to me that they're still touring. And I feel like this is I don't know. Maybe you guys saw live stuff, but like they got to do the Alice Cooper type thing, right? Like it's a big theatrical show, right?
I would assume so.
Yeah, I would think so. Just judging by the video that played from the song I was playing, it was like,
mm-hmm. It looked pretty.
It was like every 80s band had to do the same thing.
Yeah, pretty much everything that came out of the 80s was pretty theatrical.
Like no one thought to think for themselves.
Yeah.
It's like everybody just did whatever everyone else did,
uh-huh.
Except until like Guns N' Roses came along.
Right.
Kind of shook that up a little bit, mm-hmm. At least.
Yeah. In many ways.
Because even Motley Crue was doing like.
Oh, yeah. It was that 80s. That glam.
Poison.
Like, oh, yeah.
Whoa, my phone is having a seizure.
Wow.
What is going on here?
Good luck reading that.
Yeah, right?
Okay, we're gonna close that out and we're gonna reopen it.
Pop-up windows or something.
Jeez.
Okay. So it's no surprise that with the 35 year, no, more than that. I think, years of The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just talking to somebody today about, they were talking about The Simpsons. Like, oh, you know, Harry Shearer did the voice of this thing. He was talking about doing a baseball voice. And I was like, oh, you know, Harry Shearer did a baseball television show based on kind of that character that he played in The Simpsons.
Really?
Yeah. I never saw it, but I hear it was really good. Mm. And then I looked up Harry Shearer's age, and I'm like, he's older than my dad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, man.
It's still wild to me how those, they still sound so good. Mm-hmm. Like, seeing Nancy Cartwright do Bart Simpson's voice still, like, every time I shake my head, I'm like, that's so
She's
weird.
She's starting to look like Bart Simpson at this point.
Yeah, right?
Like a 10-year-old boy?
Mm-hmm. I always like seeing the shock in people's faces. Like, if you ever watch the videos when she goes up to someone who doesn't know who she is, and then she does the voice, and they're like, what the fuck?
That's got to be mind-blowing.
Right? So, we actually have a double dose of Lizzie Borden on The Simpsons.
Of course. We do it the episode, and then everybody else goes, Simpsons did it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Great.
Isn't that the punchline in that episode of South Park? Like, Simpsons did it.
I don't know if it was so much a punchline as it was a punch.
Yeah.
Right?
But
it seemed like I couldn't tell if they were making fun of The Simpsons or...
I imagine there's just a respect.
Man.
I'd like to think
they've both
that.
Been around so long.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. South Park, like you...
I mean, South Park was in the late 90s.
South Park is
mid-90s.
Yeah, South Park is old enough that I remember my parents not letting me watch it because I was too young. So yeah, mid-90s sounds about right.
That was my parents with In Living Color.
Yeah.
You can't watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Watch me watch it.
I remember being on the school bus and someone being like, hey, just Towley. And I was like, yeah, I don't know what that is.
Right? You like Mr. Hankey. In the fifth season of The Simpsons, the Treehouse of Horror episode.
That would be 1947, the fifth season.
Yep.
Let's see. Yeah, that was 93. Pretty close.
I mean, they were on the Tracy Ullman show in like 88 or something.
Yeah. Because, yeah, they were on there before they were their own thing.
Right.
Instead of being on... trial herself, Lizzie is a member of the jury of the damned, the only female member, nice. Deciding whether Homer has legally sold his soul to the devil for a donut or not. So, and then
two donuts, actually.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Those donuts.
They took some creative license with
sure,
that.
Sure.
Have you seen anything the donuts he eats, though? They look good.
They do. Anything less than two would be criminal, though. He would really have gotten ripped off if it was just for one.
It depends what kind of donuts they are, too.
True.
Filled. I don't like filled donuts. Don't put jelly in there, cream, or
oh, that's mine.
Custard. Yep. Or
Josh is all about the Long John.
But a good cake donut, though.
Yeah.
Mm.
What are those crullers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love those.
Kind of crispy on the outside.
Yeah.
Oh, those are
good. I'll take a cake donut any day over a fried one, mm-hmm. unless it's a hot off the line Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme overrated. Sorry.
What? Have you had a hot one off the line?
And I'm like, the only thing good about it, it's the frosting you like. It's not the donut.
That's true.
I'm telling you.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yes. If you tuned into the Triple Trouble episode, you knew food was going to be a staple.
How many minutes did it take us?
18.
Okay. I'm surprised, honestly.
And it won't be the last time, I promise.
Nope. For sure.
Yeah. So not only do we have the Lizzie Borden band, but we also have a musical, Lizzie the Musical, first stage in 2009. It was an
off Broadway.
Yes.
Broadway. Right.
So off.
I mean, yeah, that doesn't surprise me. It's especially given the content, it's a four women musical punctuated by punk rock songs and a riot girl attitude.
2009 that came out?
Yeah.
Interesting.
The New York Times called, quote, an eerie hybrid of rock club and turn of the century New England parlor.
Let's do a new music. A music genre that was popular 25 years ago.
Right?
Yeah. Well,
I would have to hear it. It seems real niche.
Do you have to see it, though?
I mean, there's other bands that do that type of thing that mix the punk rock and the cabaret. You have bands like the Dresden Dolls who've been doing it for many years.
Yeah.
So, but they're also not a band that everybody knows. So,
right.
but that's okay. So, hey, if you are tired and
yeah, all the time,
you want to go on an axe killing spree, but you're just so damn tired, you could wake up with Lizzie by having some of the bags of their official coffee from the Lizzie Borden House's gift shop. Lizzie Borden blend. It's to die for.
Oh my God. Amazing.
Let's see. Made by Virginia coffee roaster King of Clubs, Axed is described as, quote, a medium roast blend of Mexican and Brazilian coffees infused with CBD. This actually sounds amazing.
Infused with CBD?
I would try it.
Axe for you a cup today.
You have my attention.
I mean, yeah, it seems like the caffeine is an upper and the CBD is a downer.
Yeah.
Like
maybe it levels you out just enough.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's a weird combination.
Yeah.
So, and you know, there's other things. I mean, there was Christina Ricci played her in a movie.
She looks awesome. There were quite a few movies, right?
There's been a lot of movies. There's audiobooks and stuff. But you know what? They're not the Simpsons, so they took the back seat.
Simpson-y.
I could use a cup of coffee now. Well, I would like a cup of coffee now, but I won't drink it because it'll keep me up.
That's, man, being old fucking sucks. Because I had that thought recently where, what was it? We went to a party this past Saturday for a friend of ours. He is for his 50th. Whew. And
that's not too far away from me.
And we hit it was like 10:30. And we had gone there with the intention, like I brought a 6-pack of White Claw. He brought a 6-pack of Cherry Wheat. And I was like, we're going to drink this. We're going to relax.
And
have a good time.
They always have like a ridiculous amount of booze at this that we can drink.
Is this where you did the the bubblegum?
It was so well received. He almost cried.
Really?
Yeah, he was super touched that it was so personal.
He was like going around to everyone like, look what they did for me.
Yeah, it was really awesome.
It tasted so good.
It was so good. So we went to this party and the kids were spending the night at my mom's house. And I don't get the opportunity to get like a really good night's sleep very often.
Okay.
So like we were left with that sort of, that decision, do we drink and like stay out late and then have the time to sleep in the morning? But I was like, I kind of just want to go home. By the time we started talking about it, because I was like starting to get really tired. I was up early in the morning to do a farm thing with my friend. I was up at like 6 and it's now like 10 p.m. No, and I'm yawning and tired. And
they offered you, because he had a bunch of Bang energy drinks.
Yes, he had Bang energy drinks, and they were like, do you want...
He official said, YouTube drink of right. YouTubers all over.
He goes, do you want an energy drink? He said, you can quick pop one of these, and I'm like, I want to be in bed in like an hour and a half, and I've officially reached the age where if I drink an energy drink, I'm going to be up for the next 5 hours.
Yeah. Oh, easily.
It used to be, like in my early 20s, I would drink a Red Bull and then take a 2-hour nap. Like, I can't do it anymore. So yeah, we were there and we were having a really good time, but we hit like 11:30 and I was like, okay, TikTok, I got to go to bed. Especially after drinking a 6-pack of White Claw and taking a couple of hits off some guy's THC vape. I got the big sleepies at like 11:30.
That sounds amazing.
It was really nice because it was super chill. Like I wasn't throwing them back hard. I never felt like drunk. I was lightly buzzed. And then I took like a quick hit off his THC vape. And I was like, I was
a little sweater on you.
Dude, I came home, like walked through the front door, like do not pass go, do not collect $200, kicked my shoes off, hung up my purse, went straight upstairs, fell into bed and was out for like 10 hours.
So beautiful.
It was incredible.
She didn't come down the next morning until 11 o'clock.
It was 10:30.
No, it wasn't.
It was 10:30.
You got up at 10:30.
It was 10:30. But yeah, that's the latest I've slept in months.
Good for you, by the way. I'm not judging.
Incredible.
It
was
awesome.
Yeah, it was very nice.
I'm to the point where if I eat past 6, it's going to fuck my sleep up. Yep.
I know. I've had that thought of like, I'm in the middle of eating something going, this is going to give me heartburn.
I've had when like, say Erin's out with her friends or something and I look at that, I'm like, fuck, I should have ate. Well, I'm just going to go to bed hungry because I want to sleep.
Too late now. Yep. Mm-hmm. I know. God, being old is weird.
It is. And it's a big chunk of your life. Mm-hmm. It really
I know.
A big chunk.
I always tell people, I think the thing that pisses me off most about being an adult is like nobody told me as a child that literally the worst part of being an adult was having to make dinner every night or like plan dinner. Even
just planning it too is such a pain.
Maybe. And, like, and I don't have kids.
I enjoy cooking.
See, I do too. Like,
to me is such a like, God, can't someone else just do it for a week?
See, I'm fortunate in that way. It's just Erin and I. So like, right. I'll be like, I'll just grab something out of the freezer and that'll be my dinner the next day. There's no making everybody happy. It's not a thing.
Yeah. I'm like a short order cook here.
Right.
Yeah. It's
because you got,
I'm like,
Garrett's,
oh my God.
Garrett's tastes are a little,
he's
focused, I guess.
Is right. The, and Asher is super picky too. As like well, so. He will eat a peanut butter sandwich.
He's pretty much vegetarian. Yep. So. He's, and
Josh is,
I'm pretty easy.
Pretty easy, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
There's very few things like beans.
Beans and mushrooms, which are coincidentally two of my favorite things.
I'm getting better with beans. I'm getting better with beans. Yeah. I'm putting it in things.
Right.
That kind of mask the flavor.
What's your favorite kind of bean?
Here
we go again.
I like Great Northern, actually.
Yeah. I like a good kidney bean.
Yeah. Those are good, too.
Yep.
Put in a chili.
Mm-hmm. I made, for my lunches this past week, I made copycat Olive Garden minestrone.
Mm.
And it was very good.
I'll have to get that recipe. Erin loves minestrone.
It was a banger. It was really good.
Just need the copycat breadstick recipe.
Keep me away from
Lord
that.
Lord knows what they put in those breadsticks to make them good. But
I know. Did you watch the episode of Good Mythical Morning where they tested restaurant breads?
Yes. That's a good one.
That was a good one.
Oh, man. Oh, we're on food again.
I know. See, it doesn't take much.
Well, I think it's time for a break.
Sure.
After the break, we're going to come back. I've got a game.
Okay.
And I believe we've got a mail sack.
Yeah, we do.
Because my sack is full and I need to empty
it. It is a full sack.
It is a big, full, throbbing, pulsating sack.
You lost me at throbbing.
Yeah. At least I didn't say moist. Depeche Mode.
Nice.
And if you like Depeche Mode, you can catch me on the latest episode of The Latest 80s. I'm on the special edition where we talk about Depeche Mode.
Nice.
I saw that.
Or as Andy called it, went Depeche Mode because he didn't know back in the day.
Depeche?
That's so cute.
That's fun.
I love stuff like that.
So I've got a game here.
Okay.
We did this game the last time we did a Triple Trouble. And it's the Erin game.
Ooh, okay.
New questions.
Ooh, okay.
And this is based off of Ryan's was sending us those choose three memes.
Yeah.
You know, it was like nine cereals and you had to choose three. And we were just kind of playing that on the on our little text messages back and forth. And
yeah, that came in super hot on social media for like a couple days and is gone now.
Yep. Well, right, which is why we're just getting to it now.
Yeah, it's a fun concept.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to play that.
Okay. Are we guessing Erin's?
We're going to guess Erin's, okay. Then we can give our own
okay,
as
cool.
well.
Three, that's a magic number.
So we'll start out with question number one.
Okay.
What are your three favorite cereals?
Okay. This is Erin,
mm-hmm.
and I think Erin's fantastic. And so
same.
I'm going to say that she is a little kid at heart. I'm going to say Cinnamon Toast Crunch
mm-hmm.
because who doesn't love that?
True.
Fruity Pebbles. And you know what? Sometimes she's health conscious, so I'm going to say Honey Nut Cheerios.
You are so... I'm going to say you're on track.
Okay.
The idea's there.
Yeah, because that was my thought too, is she could go one of two ways. Because Erin's a really interesting individual where she's either like a little kid or like a super old person. So it could either be like super sugary kid cereals or like everything that's got bran in it. Mm-hmm. But I think Josh is right. I think I'm going to say Captain Crunch, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, okay. And... Fruit Loops.
Lucky Charms, number one.
Okay.
Trix, number two.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Raisin Nut Bran, number three.
So I was right. I was both of them were right.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Two healthies or one healthy and...
Right.
Two sugaries.
Yeah.
All right. Next category.
Mm-hmm.
What are your three favorite candies?
Ooh.
Okay. Oh boy. Erin. Mm-hmm. Erin, she's starting to think.
Actually, what are your guys? I should have asked you right
away.
Oh,
top three cereals?
Top three cereals for you guys.
Oh, easy. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Fruity Dino Bites, not Fruity Pebbles because they're actually better.
Malto Meals, Fruity Dino Bites are allegedly better than Fruity Pebbles.
Okay. They have like more flavoring.
It comes in the bag?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, I grew up on bag cereal.
Yeah.
Fruit Hoops.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Right. And then, gosh, a third one. What haven't we had that I love? I don't know. Those are my two go-tos.
I know.
So I don't really think about a third one. But, I'll say Trix.
Yeah. I'm going to say Raisin Bran Crunch.
Oh, that's so good.
Oreo O's. Because
Andy loves those.
They are so good. Those are good because you can eat them dry. And they are just as good dry as they are wet.
Mark that.
So, yeah. Raisin Bran Crunch, Oreo O's, and... I'm going to say, the third one is hard. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Golden Grahams, number one.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Golden Grahams, I like Honeycomb, too.
Honey Nut Cheerios. I love those. And Honey Bunches of Oats.
Oh, that's a good one.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Especially do you have a specific Honey Bunches of Oats blend? Because I know there's like eight different kinds.
The strawberry one, I think.
Ooh,
the strawberries in it? Yeah.
I do also appreciate a shredded wheat, like a mini wheat.
Frosted or just regular?
Frosted.
Okay, good.
No, it's got to be frosted.
No, exactly. I would just eat hay if I wanted regular shredded wheat.
Right?
Because the original shredded wheat
is
like
terrible.
A fucking brick.
Yeah.
Ooh. Giant brick that you have to break apart.
Yep.
Grape nuts? Anybody? No?
No, I don't think so.
Did you watch the Rhett and Link vlog that's entitled Two Men Eat Grape Nuts, and they challenge themselves to eat I think it's like three boxes of grape nuts or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, that's insane.
They did it during COVID. It's hysterical.
They must have been shitting for a week.
Oh yeah, for sure.
All right.
What are your three favorite candies?
Okay.
Okay. I am going to say for Erin, she's a traditionalist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say M&M's.
Mm-hmm.
I bet from time to time she goes down on a good Snickers bar. And then it's also Erin, so she wants to have something a little bit healthier in quotes.
Candy.
I'm going to say an Almond Joy.
Okay. I think you're right because I've seen her eat M&Ms. I feel like she's brought M&Ms to a thing.
Very shareable.
We've had before. Yeah, they are a shareable candy. But again, I'm like, it's either real super sugary sweet stuff or it's old people candy. Mm-hmm. Like Werther's.
Hey,
I'm gonna say
Werther's.
I do too. I'm gonna say M&M's,
mm-hmm.
Payday.
Oh, okay.
And Skittles.
Definitely Snickers.
Yes.
Nice.
Probably chocolate covered raisins.
Old people candy.
Yep.
And Twizzlers.
Twizzlers. The old people candy. Yep.
She loves Twizzlers.
Yep.
Gosh, I got one. It's cool.
I went on a tear of Twizzlers when I was pregnant.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, yeah, you did.
They got these orange cream ones that might be good. I don't know.
They are good.
Are they?
Yes.
I like orange cream, so.
You like strawberry or cherry ones? Because there's the strawberry, and then there's the cherry, and then there's orange. The pull and peel ones. Yeah, they have all different flavors, but yeah. I feel like when you look at regular, like, red Twizzlers, you can do either strawberry or cherry. My mom is like, full blast strawberry, will not touch cherry.
Aaron gets the cherry. I think yeah. I would like the strawberry. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They're kind of waxy.
I mean, they all taste like
plastic. Wax,
like paper mache. Yeah. They don't really have a flavor. Yeah.
Josh?
Okay. Oh, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Okay.
Sour gummy worms.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I every once in a great while, I really crave a Snickers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's simple.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Good.
I'm going to say mine are old people candies.
Necco wafers.
Mine are for sure old people candies. York peppermint patty. Mm. And especially top tier if they're in the freezer. So York peppermint patty, Payday, and bottle caps.
Bottle caps.
Let me tell you a story.
Oh, boy.
Do you know how hard it is to find bottle caps? They are impossible. They have them nowhere. My friend gets them. They only carry them at like her Dollar Tree out in Allendale. So every time I go there, she's like, bought you more bottle caps. Aww, I'm like, yeah,
that's
bitch.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see them.
Bottle right?
Caps.
So
I'm
hey.
Looking for them, but yeah.
If anyone.
If I see them, I'll grab them
right,
for you.
If anyone sees bottle caps or wants to send me like an industrial sized box of bottle caps on Amazon. I'll send you my address because
ask Ryan if we still got the P.O. box up.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Just got to outsource from the local chalk factory.
Hey, bottle caps are bussin'.
Kit Kat.
Sheesh.
Oh,
yes.
Love a Kit Kat. Twix.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one, too.
And sour gummy worms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're so good.
They're addictive.
Mm-hmm. They are. Mm-hmm. Up next, we've got.
What are your three favorite ice cream treats? Mm.
Ooh, Aaron. Mm-hmm. She is going to go with an ice cream sandwich. Mm-hmm. Traditional cookie ice cream in the middle. I'm going to say a Choco Taco. Mm. And, you know, this one's... It's going to be whatever, like, Ninja Turtles or Powerpuff Girls with the gum
character,
eye drops.
Character with gum eyes.
Yes.
Okay.
They all taste the same.
Yeah, they do. I'm going to say ice cream sandwich... Mm-hmm. Drumstick and are we counting popsicles and ice cream treat? And yeah. I'll say it like a popsicle.
Snickers ice cream bar.
Nice.
Choice.
Butterscotch shake.
Okay.
Ooh.
And a Reese's flurry.
Oh. Oh, okay.
They don't make those anymore.
Really?
They don't.
Yeah, because last night.
We had one last night.
I was like, I need a.
Doing great on my diet.
I was like, for some reason, it sounded really good. And we got went on the McDonald's app. And yep, sure enough, they do not do Reese's Flurries anymore.
And I said, that's sad because the best part of a Reese's McFlurry, everyone knows, is that big honking chunk of Reese's that didn't get broken up by the flurry mixer that you find at the very bottom.
Same with the Oreo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which they still have.
They do have that one. That is a good one. The Oreo is the best in March because they make mint Oreo McFlurries, which are top tier.
Just like right now, I know it's just a special thing, but they've got, maybe it was last year, that Dairy Queen was doing the Thin Mint Blizzard.
Oh my God.
And I love Thin Mints.
I know.
Oh, so good. Throw them in the freezer. Mm-hmm. Delicious.
Oh,
Josh.
Top three ice cream
treats,
stuff.
Yes.
You know what? I got to go with birthday cake shake from Shake and Steak.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's the one.
I like how you put the shake first.
Yeah.
I always do. And then I'm going to go with a Superman ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And a popsicle, a grape popsicle.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say drumstick. Boy. This is hard. Drumstick. Something mint chocolate chip. I really like mint chocolate chip of anything. Aldi had mint ice cream sandwiches that were really good. And they were like little tiny ones. Oh. Those were super good. And... the Nutella shake from Steak and Shake.
Ooh, yeah. Nutella shake. Interesting.
It's very delicious.
What about you, Larry?
Cookies and cream shake.
Mm-hmm.
Oreo. The ones at Steak and Shake are, you can put the big cookie on top of everything. Butter pecan ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And an ice cream sandwich. Mm-hmm. The classic.
It's classic. It's always going to be good.
Yes. Next question.
What are your three favorite salty snacks?
Ooh.
Okay. Salty snacks. I'm going to say French fries.
Mm.
I'm going to say pretzels and cheese.
Okay.
And.
Interesting sound.
Yeah, that was a weird noise. And potato chips. Why not?
Okay.
I'm going to say French fries.
Okay.
Doritos. Mm. And potato chips.
Cheddar and sour cream. Ruffles. Cool Ranch Doritos.
She got the Doritos.
Probably those honey mustard pretzels.
Oh, those are good too. I love her thought process.
It should have been fries.
Yeah,
You're absolutely 100% right. Mm-hmm. That is,
One you think of when you think salty snacks.
Yeah.
Because it's not like I can reach into my pantry and grab that as a snack.
Kind of a side dish, but it should have been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Josh?
French fries, onion rings.
Mozzarella sticks.
Mozzarella sticks.
Okay.
If it can be deep fried, it's his favorite.
Okay.
I'm going to say.
What? Okay. I just have a ranch or marinara?
Both.
Oh, you mix them together?
No, I like to, you know.
Or just go back
and forth. I like to back and forth.
Okay. Yeah. Got it.
I'm going to say salty snacks. I like a good, like, regular ruffled potato chip with French onion dip.
Yeah.
Chips and salsa or chips and guac.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
And Triscuits. Triscuits and or Wheat Thins.
With cheese?
I'll eat them plain, man.
Wow.
The cracked pepper ones are...
Those are good.
Next level.
Those are good.
So good.
I love popcorn.
I didn't even think about that.
We go through one of those boxes, those big Aldi boxes, every 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Popcorn is amazing. Soft pretzel with mustard.
Yes.
Yum.
Very good. And I'll go with Fritos and French onion dip.
Oh, nice. Mm. Good call.
The dippers or whatever they're
called. Josh really turned me on to nacho cheese Doritos in sour cream, which sounds weird, but it's surprisingly delicious.
Okay.
We discovered something about me. But with chips, I do not like potato chips.
Nope.
Really?
No. It has to be corn chips.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like this.
And I'm exactly the opposite. I'm wholeheartedly a potato chip eater.
Good salt and vinegar chip.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know or what.
Cracked pepper and salt. Mm-hmm. Kettle chips are good too. But
I found
the chip you like.
Yeah.
Barbecue chips are good, but they smell like farts.
They do.
Always.
Every time I crack open a bag of barbecue ones, I'm like, yep, smells like a fart. Every time.
Tastes good, though.
Yeah, it does.
Last question.
Okay.
What are your three favorite desserts?
Her three favorite desserts.
How specific do we have to be? Like, if I say pie, is that a good answer? Or do I have to say a certain kind of pie?
I mean, if you want a bonus point
for
this game that we're totally keeping track of the score.
Right.
I mean, because that's vague. Because, I mean, her dessert that she makes, that ice cream.
God. The one with Heath. Is it Heath?
It's supposed to be Heath. We put Kit Kat.
That's right.
Josh had a great idea, which is to replace that with Swiss cake rolls.
Right.
We made that, by the way.
Did you?
It was dope. Well, it was so good.
That's so good.
So I'm going to say we'll call it dessert casserole.
Uh-huh.
It's the most Midwestern thing I've ever heard of.
Right. No, you'd have to call it a salad. Ice cream salad. Because when you're in the Midwest, everything that's in a casserole dish is a salad.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a salad, dessert casserole salad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she likes cookies, I think.
Yeah.
She's a cookie lover and pie.
Okay.
I'm going to say cheesecake.
Okay.
Ooh, chocolate chip cookies. No. Can I just say cookies? I'll say cookies. So cheesecake, cookies, and ice cream.
Bread pudding.
That is the literally the most old people and dessert.
Cake.
Cake.
Okay.
And Oreo shake.
Okay. Well,
I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
Josh.
Oh, gosh. Favorite desserts. You know, it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Larry.
Yeah.
We have become more of a pie house.
I'm telling mm-hmm. you, pie is superior to cake.
Yeah.
I would take pie right now over cake.
Yeah.
And I never thought I'd see the day. Mm-hmm. So pie, a shake,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know.
More pie.
More pie.
Yep.
Yeah. More pie. There we go.
I'm going to say, let's see, dessert. If I'm thinking dessert.
Oh, I don't know. Your strawberry pretzel salad.
That's what is I was going to I would count dessert? That as dessert.
Oh, yeah. I'll take that over sugary. Extra pie.
Yeah. Strawberry pretzel salad. I'll say Oreos.
Mm-hmm. Yum.
And
Oreos and whipped cream.
Bottle caps.
Oh, God.
Really? I really like bottle caps, so. Guys.
I'm going to say pecan pie.
Mm-hmm.
Pecan pie. I just had one in my brain. Oh, you ever had that Oreo dirt pie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yep, Jesus, with the pudding and the, yes.
Yeah. Oh, my aunt used to make that for me. She would come with just a Tupperware just for me because she knew I loved it.
Nice.
So much.
Gummy worms included?
Nope, just Oreos. I've seen it, yeah, with the gummy worms. No thanks.
It's weird because you have to put it in the fridge if there's pudding and then they get like hard and weird.
Yeah.
I'll take hard and weird.
Mark that. cheesecake.
Yeah.
It's a good piece of cheesecake.
We really want to go to the but they put a cheesecake factory in like East Grand Rapids by, what is it, Woodland Mall?
Something like that.
And we really want to go.
I want to go after I saw the Rhett and Link show.
Same.
That's what it's like for 900. Us
I'm like, my only concern there is there's so much. Can they really be good at all of it?
It looked pretty fucking good.
I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. We should all go together.
That's a double date night for sure. All right.
No shame.
Aaron can order fries.
Nobody will judge.
Yep.
All right. Well, that was
3. That's a magic number.
I love that. I love Aaron so much because we're truly.
Why I like that game is because you're right. Is it going to be childish or old people?
Right. There's no in between.
No.
Like I died when she said bread pudding because that wasn't even on my fucking radar.
No.
And it's such an old people. It dessert, is. Like, it's but yeah, I get it.
It's a southern thing. It's a southern thing too.
Yeah, that's true.
She kind of, with her parents living in North Carolina, it was like everybody has bread pudding down there,
right? Oh, Aaron.
So let me pull up the mail sack.
Oh, that's right. Shit.
It's under here.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't looked at any of these.
I saw some of them, but I tried not to look ahead too much.
All right,
because I like giving my.
We'll insert the stinger here.
Don't mail sack.
Mail sack.
Oh, you sound just like that guy.
That guy's got a good voice.
He does. You that guy should do podcasts.
Or be a mailman.
Got a real voice for radio.
All right. Question number one is from Wyatt Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, all. Just wanted to say how appreciative I am of all of you.
Aw.
You guys put on some great shows that get me through my night, and I want to say thank you. You're welcome.
You're welcome, buddy.
Now on to the questions. Oh, this is perfect. What is your go-to summer treat?
Oh, gosh. Okay. My answer is April knows. Like, it hits me like once a summer where if we have popsicles in the house and I have one... Mm-hmm. It's over. I'll eat the whole box.
He can't stop at one. He starts with one popsicle, and then I look at the sink, and I'm like, there's like 10 popsicle wrappers in here.
It's bad.
Like, I could build a house from all the popsicle sticks that he leaves in the sink.
Birdhouse for you.
Exactly. Perfect.
Yeah. Feeder outside.
But it only happens like once a summer, and it's just random. But normally, I will say April's strawberry pretzel salad is
It's a very seasonal, like, especially in the summer, it's the best. I would say for me... ice cream, like an ice cream cone from an ice cream place.
Butter pecan.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it too. yeah, boy. What do I eat most during the summer would probably be an Oreo flurry.
Yeah.
Because there's a Dairy Queen probably 5 blocks from my house. So we take the dog for a walk.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
There you go.
Feel like somehow I burned off those 1,000 calories, even though I probably burned 80.
Right. It's also probably an unpopular opinion, but like, I guess I would consider it, but like watermelon is a good summertime
that is
treat
very
too,
good
because
too.
It's like only really good in summer.
Yeah.
Because you can get a watermelon like any time of year, but they suck.
Yeah, you got to be in season. Corn on the cob's the same way.
True.
If it's out of season, it's just not good.
Yep.
And I love corn on the cob. Just had some the other day.
Oh, yum.
Got it from the farm right by my route.
I heard that if you roast it in your oven,
in the husk,
you roast it at like real hot and hard for real, like a super short period of time. Mm-hmm. You can like squeeze it right out of the thing with no husk.
You can do that.
No little baby hairs coming out.
The microwave, if you cut off the ends, microwave it for 2 minutes, it just slides right off.
That's amazing.
And it's easy.
Yeah.
Adam's got more questions.
Okay.
Wyatt does, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Last name is Adam. Josh, what's new in your gaming world?
Gosh, I've been playing Stray a lot lately. Mm-hmm. That's been fun because Asher is in love with that cat. And so I've been playing that. Because I have the PlayStation Plus Premium.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I know. Aren't
so,
we fancy?
A couple weeks ago, I played Wild Arms, which is a PlayStation 1 classic game. I highly recommend to anybody who's into like RPGs. Mm-hmm. This game, I played it. It was literally, I bought it back then because it was like, oh, the cover art looks cool. It's an RPG. And it's one of the greatest games for PlayStation 1, in my opinion. Mm. But they have that on there. So I beat that, got the platinum in it, and been playing Stray.
Well, and also he's been playing through Final Fantasy X after we went and saw the music.
Yeah, we went and saw Distant Worlds, which is a Final Fantasy concert, or they play different music from the games. And April, who wasn't around those games at all, has heard the music and she loved that. So I'm like, well, I'll play the games with
he
you.
He said, pick one. What one do you want me to play? Because he's got all of them. I said, oh, that's 10. Because when they're doing the music in the concert, they show footage from the game.
Okay.
And I said, that one looked really good. So play that one. I said, because they're not related to each other, really, in any, you can kind of play them in whatever order. Yeah. So, yep.
He also asks, Josh, any recommendations for games?
Oh, boy. It does depend on what system you have, but...
Hear me out. Animal Crossing.
And what type of games you play, I mean, naturally. But if you have PlayStation, if you haven't played Stray yet, that game, I believe, is going to be a contender for Game of the Year. It's not hard to play. It's fun. You're a cat. Mm-hmm. And like I said, if you like RPGs, play Wild Arms. If you never played that, it looks fantastic. Yeah, that's all I can think of right now. Mm-hmm. I mean... We played the Ninja Turtles game, too.
That was fun.
About a month ago. That was fun. Yep.
Larry, April, and Josh. This is still from Wyatt.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys seen the Ric Flair last match? And what did you think? I did not.
I did not either. I heard about it.
I have heard about it. I had a buddy who was actually at that match. He was like sixth row back. I thought it was kind of wild that Flair won.
Yeah, that's weird.
I mean, I get why they did it, but like, I don't know. I it's Ric Flair.
Yeah.
If you thought that was his last match, you're only fooling yourself.
They're always his last match.
It's the Eagles of wrestling.
Truly.
And Wyatt's last question. What is a childhood toy you guys remember fondly?
Oh, boy. You know what immediately came to my mind? Do you guys remember Stretch Armstrong?
Oh, yeah.
There was his evil enemy who like turned into rock. And I got the toy. It was this thing like you would attach this pump to his back and you would suck all the air out of this thing. It was like Stretch Armstrong though. And for some reason I remember that toy
having that.
I don't know why.
Huh. Interesting. Let me see. Toys that I look back on fondly. I had a lot of, they were called Puppy in My Pocket. Mm-hmm. And it was sort of the precursor to all these like blind bag things that they do now. And it was sort of the same concept. There was like, it came in a little bag and they were like, I remember because they were like $3. They were really inexpensive. Mm-hmm. And every bag, you didn't know what you were going to get. And you ripped one open and it was a little like miniature puppy. And it came with like a little collector, like collect them all sheet. And I had a ton of those. Okay. And those were fun because I would set them all up and play with mm-hmm. them and like, oh, do, 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 do. It was fun.
Hot Wheels tracks.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
And but the other, the close second, and I don't even know if they make these anymore, G.I. Joe?
I'm sure they still make them. I think
there's some sort of iteration of G.I. Joe still available.
It feels like it may have run its course.
It might have.
But gosh, now that you mention that, I remember my brother and I were monster Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fans. And so we had all those original toys. We had all of them.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So, yeah, Hot Wheels is sort of like
Transformers are cool too.
Timeless. Yeah. I mean, literally today we were at the store and I took Asher to Target because I was like, I needed to get out of the house. So I said, let's go to Target and poke around, which always turns into, Mom, can I get a Hot Wheel? And mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, look, man, they're a buck. Sure. Mm-hmm. I can swing that. If you behave the whole time we're here, yes, sir, you can pick out a Hot Wheel. So they have the big like bucket of Hot Wheels mm-hmm. and he's pawing through them all. And I was snapping a picture of him and he found like his most wanted, like most mm-hmm. sought after Hot Wheel. And his reaction was super cute. It's
priceless.
It was awesome.
Matt Shelton asks, if you could pick your Groundhog Day, which day in your life would it be? Hmm. Remember, you'll live that day over and forever.
Huh.
I think people would want us to say the day our kids are born, but that's just hectic.
That was a super stressful day that I would not want to relive. Like, it was great, and it brought me my greatest joy, mm-hmm. but I was, like, sliced open and could not feel my legs and was peeing through a catheter.
And we didn't know if our son was going to live.
Right. That was, not my favorite. Same as, like, my wedding day. Like, it was great, and I loved getting married.
Right.
But the whole day was such a blur and so chaotic that I don't know if I'd want to relive that over and over again.
Although, it was nice because, like, we saw all of our family and friends in the morning. True. And what we did eat that morning was pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then we had pizza that night. And we sat in a hot tub.
We did. That's true.
So that was pretty nice.
Yeah. I don't know. But, like, I guess my thing is, like, I would want all of us there. And Asher was not existing yet.
Then you know what I'll say?
Hmm.
The day that we went on our vacation. Like, it was a long drive and that sucked.
Yeah.
But
are you talking about the day before? Because there was all, remember, he had diarrhea for like a lot of that.
That's true. And I got shat on.
You did. But it was really fun. Remember when we went to the restaurant? I think you're right. I think that would probably be mine too.
Except for the driving part. That, I mean, we went by quick, yeah, it did. But I hate driving.
I'm going to say our first full day on our honeymoon in San Francisco.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I could see that. I mean, for us too, Frankenmuth.
Yeah, that was really fun.
That was great.
I got to drag him through Bronner's. It was awesome. The man who hates Christmas. Right. And I was like, yes, yes, take it all in.
Victor Valente asks, greetings, fellow space travelers. Would you rather live as a werewolf or a vampire? No daywalker bullshit.
Hmm.
And would you rather live as a... Okay, we'll start with that one.
Okay.
Werewolf or vampire?
You know what? I'm going to go with vampire.
Okay.
I
mean, he keeps all the curtains closed when... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, I hate sunlight. He hates
sunlight just naturally.
And normally they like, have a
you
certain
the wrong career choice.
Yeah,
then
right. Yeah, right. They have a certain charm about them that people can't resist. Mm-hmm. And
I get that.
I don't have that, so that would be awesome. That'd be a good asset.
That's fair. I would say werewolf because it's real low commitment. Mm-hmm. It's one night a month.
That is exactly my thought too.
Like full moon, get it out, get it done, get it on.
Yeah, 29 other days.
The whole rest of the month, you're completely normal.
Yep.
I would just lock myself in my house.
And then his next question is, live as a cat or a dog?
Mm.
Our cats and dogs have a pretty luxurious lives.
I would say cat just so I wouldn't have to go pee outside. Okay.
I can appreciate that. And you can jump really high.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with dog because it seems like every little fucking thing excites a dog.
That is true.
Like everything is the greatest thing ever every yeah. day.
Josh comes home from work and takes his socks off and it's like Christmas morning when Lando licks his feet. So, you
oh,
know.
Oh yeah, he's the happiest. Oh. Getting in between the toes oh. and
yep.
under the nail.
Yep.
Ugh. L. Pete asks, you have to move out of the United States and live elsewhere. Where do you go?
United Kingdom. I would move to, I would love to say London, but not in London.
Yeah. I would say either England or Ireland. And not because I speak the language, but that's, I think that's part of it too, is I don't know if I'm ready to fully commit to a country where I don't speak the language fluently. But either of those places or Scotland are beautiful.
Yeah, okay. I would agree with that.
I'm going to pick Aaron loves Spain, so I'm going to say Spain.
Nice.
She speaks Spanish.
There you go. So you're good.
And you're also within traveling distance of all those other countries.
Very
there.
True. Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's so. Good.
Another LP question is, what is something you think people care far too much about?
Religion.
Yeah. I'm going to say physical appearance.
Ooh, okay. Politics.
Yeah.
All three of these.
Boy, yeah.
All three of these.
Really hit them hard.
And what is something you think people care too little about? No duplicate answers.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
I would have picked politics.
Yeah, man. Right? Exactly.
They care too little. People care too little about being kind to their neighbors, mm-hmm. to people.
Yeah.
Like, I think people need to care more about the injustices of the world.
Yeah, the way they treat other people.
Yes.
I'm going to say people don't care enough about the environment. That's going to sound really cliche, but I think it's, right. you know.
You're not
like
wrong.
I don't know if you saw, they just announced, like, Taylor Swift, her private jet is like responsible for like this a carbon footprint that's the size of like 800 people's right. flights for a year. Mm-hmm. Like it's nuts. I don't know. It's kind of ridiculous.
The bees.
Yeah.
Bees are fucking dying and we don't give a shit.
I know. People are going to be real pissed when there's no honey.
Or food.
Yeah, that too.
Janessa. We know Janessa.
We do.
We knew.
I'm not sure how nerdy everyone is. 10, 9, 10.
Yes.
That'd be Josh 10, April 9, me 10. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But do y'all know your Hogwarts house? If so, what house do you belong to? Okay. Now, I took one of these tests years ago when like Aaron was trying to get me into Harry Potter. And I was Hufflepuff.
You're a Hufflepuff. April is a Ravenclaw, and I'm a Ravenclaw. That's the way I think I don't mean to, but I would say probably we would all agree I'm the biggest Harry Potter fan here.
Oh, yes, sure.
For sure.
And I think based on personality, a lot of people are like, well, I'm a Gryffindor, and I'm like, nah, no. Or I'm a Slytherin. Like, no, you're a wannabe angsty bastard, but you're not that.
You're just a grumpy a-hole.
Yeah. So, yeah, I could see April.
Which be me.
You're definitely sure a
Larry's
Hufflepuff.
Not a Slytherin?
Yeah, yeah, actually, he's a Hufflepuff / Slytherin.
Yeah, you're a Slytherpuff.
Slytherpuff. Now, you're the huge Harry Potter fan. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And we're going to do the Aaron versus you Harry yes. Potter trivia sometime.
You know, actually, what I'll have when we do that?
What?
Because I haven't even told you. And probably the next week or two, I'm actually getting a Harry Potter tattoo.
Oh, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You win. but I was going to ask you what your thoughts on the movies are. And I'm prefacing it with this, in that I didn't read any of the books.
Mm-hmm.
I knew nothing about Harry Potter.
Yep.
Aaron wanted someone to go to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I got sucked right in.
Right.
Sure. Are they too mainstreamy, or what did you think?
So books compared to the movies?
Yeah.
I will say that I think that the first, I'll say first three movies are pretty good as far as compared to the books.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that you don't really see in the movies so much is you don't have the ghosts. They make appearances,
mm-hmm.
but that's That's it. Without a shadow of doubt, the last two movies compared to the last book, not even close. Mm-hmm. The book is way better.
That's what Aaron said as well.
Yeah. That being said, though, my sort of take on that, because I know there are people who are staunch, like, book is better. Mm-hmm. That's it. End of story, period, paragraph, done, right? My thought is if it makes it more accessible to people who don't want to read a book that's like 7 inches thick, mission accomplished.
You know what? They can stop being sissies. I read every one of those books, and all of them I have read in one day, like individually.
Right.
I've been able, every single one of them.
Yeah.
So,
because I was like, she's like, why don't you hear Perry? I'm like, fucking wizards and dragons and shit. Really? They're like, not my cup of tea right. at all. And I was like, this is good.
That being said, if you've never read the books and you've only seen the movies, that's perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm. And if you see the movie without having read the book, it might inspire you to read the book.
Yeah, I would say it's. Oh,
it didn't.
Yeah, it makes me want to read the books. Like, gosh, I really need those books. Yeah. I'd love to read them again.
Janessa's next question is, in the event of a zombie apocalypse, what is your game plan?
Get away from the cities. You're going to want to leave as quickly as you can because the highways and main streets are going to be packed. Get away from, you're going to want to have a place that you can see anything that's coming near you that's fortified, for one. You're not going to want to load up on guns like, oh, I need machine guns and stuff. No, don't do that, because you're going to run out of ammo eventually. Mm-hmm. You want to prioritize blunt weapons. If the brain is what needs to be destroyed, a zombie on the head, probably good. Mm-hmm. Anybody with long hair, cut it.
Okay.
Baggy clothes, don't wear them. I have the zombie survival guide book.
My plan is to just make my peace with the Lord because I am way too out of shape to outrun a zombie.
I'm going murder-suicide.
Yep.
Because who wants to live in a post-apocalyptic world anyway?
I'm good.
Sounds miserable.
Yep.
And her last question is, give me your daddiest dad joke that you know. Oh. The floor is yours, Josh.
Yeah, right?
Oh, man, on the spot? I don't have any on the spot.
Okay, I'll go.
Okay.
And this is one my dad always, he'll call up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did I catch you eating dinner? No? Damn. He says, damn. I'm not eating. You didn't catch me eating dinner. Like, you wanted to interrupt.
I mean, I would say for me, the biggest one, because I have kids, is the I'm hungry. I'm like, hi, hungry. I'm dad.
Yeah.
That's the one I use most often.
I think, is it a dad joke? I don't know. A lot of times, like, if I'm feeding table scraps to Riley, he'll grab it out of my hand. And Josh makes fun of me because every time I say, oh, I almost lost a finger.
Good way to lose a finger.
Good way to lose a finger.
That counts.
Yeah, okay.
And John Hodges asks, if money were no object, what is one thing you would do to make a positive impact in the world?
In the world? Oh, gosh. I mean, it sucks because, like, you want to say, like, oh, I would pay off everyone's debt. But the problem is people find ways to get back into debt. You could say buy homes for the veterans that are homeless or just get all the homeless off the streets. Mm-hmm. But some douchebag politician's going to step in and find a way to take those homes away from them.
Not if you bought them.
True.
Yeah. I would say I would try to end world hunger. That's probably the best thing you could do.
Yeah, I would try and work towards affordable housing because it's getting a little ridiculous.
I'm going to go with free mental health.
Yes. Genius.
I win. Kidding.
You do.
Beth Ann has a couple questions here. She asks, if you could spend the day with anyone living or dead, who would it be? And what's the first question you would ask?
My wife. And what do you want to do for dinner?
Good luck getting that question answered.
Yeah, that's the question I usually ask him at like 7:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to.
I'll send him a screenshot of my menu list and I'm like, pick one.
No, I mean, I guess in that I would have more meant like going out.
Right. Yeah, of course.
I don't want to, like, of course, you could be like, I want to hang out with John Petrucci or, you know, David Hayter. But you know what? I have the most fun when I hang out with my wife, especially when it's just the two of us.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, of course, my husband. If I'm not picking him, though, I would say my mom. Mm-hmm. I would want to spend time with my mom because we have a really good time together.
I'm going to say living because dead people don't talk very well.
True.
Yeah. Well, you know.
And her second question is, if you could live one day as the opposite sex, what's the first thing you would do after you play with it?
See, you know what I love so much about this question is she knew that that's the first thing I would say.
I say, yeah.
All of us.
Yeah,
masturbate.
Right?
Masturbate some more. I mean,
right. We'd be playing the greatest game show ever.
I know.
Will that fit?
Uh-huh. Yep. Or what can I put this in?
It would be your, the other version.
Vanilla pudding?
Mayonnaise? Yes.
It'd be like a really dirty version of Rhett and Link.
Will it? Yeah.
Ooh, it's kind of cold.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Yeah.
After playing with it. Well, what if you're planning on doing that all day? Oh gosh. I don't really know because... for all intents and purposes, April and I just had the conversation the other day about like, it's like, yeah, I feel so bad for women. And I know this is like, it's the no shit Sherlock, but it's like, I don't know. I get really mad when I see the way the world is and how old white guys try to dictate everything for women now and how it's like, well, if a girl's raped, it's her fault. She's the one who dressed the way she dressed. And it's like... So it's, that's a whole nother topic. Right. So being a woman, you know what? I will just
masturbate
all day.
Sounds good. I would go to a job where I make more than someone who's a woman. And then I would come home and go for a walk at night and not feel scared.
You pretty much kind of hit on what
but also masturbate.
Kind of hit on what I was kind of thinking, and that would be to take a walk to see what that's like.
Yep, walk downtown and see how many people catcall you.
When
it's crazy.
It's like, it's not, there's no thought, like there's never a thought in my head, but there's no, you know, there's no me thinking what's behind me.
Oh yeah, yep.
Or like I have no situational awareness. Yeah. I don't need it.
It doesn't matter where I am. If I'm walking anywhere by myself or myself with my kids, I have my keys with at least one of my keys sticking out from between my fingers so that if push came to shove, I could stab someone's eye out. And that's just naturally how I've learned to,
because there's no way for me to experience that.
Yeah. And like, you know, there are places that I want to take my kids. Like we have a really nice nature center here in Hudsonville and I'm too afraid to go by myself because someone in Wayland got raped in a nature center. And I'm like, I can't take my kids there unless I have other people with me. Welcome to being a woman. It's fucked.
And that's been your mail sack. Well, that I think was a pretty good trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I dig it. That was a good one.
We covered all the things. We covered the pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
We covered Aaron's more food related questions.
I love her so much.
And
mail sack.
When we answered the mail sack. Mm-hmm. So,
been eventful. You guys got a lot out of this.
You did.
More than you deserve.
This was for free.
Yeah.
Damn.
But guess what? We're recording a Patreon next. And if people want to hear the Patreon, where would they go, Josh?
Patreon.com/Beer City Media Podcasts.
Where they can get a back catalog like no other.
Of it might all be like others. Things.
I don't know.
I don't know.
If you want to listen to, you know what? If you liked this, you're going to love Potty Slam.
Yes.
Which is, there's so many episodes to listen to. Even if you don't like wrestling, the stories are fascinating.
I mean, come on. Andre the Giant drinking stories?
Yep.
I have a buddy at work who I just found out loves wrestling and loves the stories. And I was like, have I got a podcast for you?
Roddy Piper killing an alligator?
Uh-huh. Yep, the one where they were slip and sliding with a dildo on the helmet.
Oh,
remember that one?
Yes.
So, yeah, even if you don't like wrestling or don't know about wrestling, it's totally fine because the stories are going to amaze you.
That is worth your $5 a month.
Absolutely.
Alone.
That's like less than a Starbucks.
If you've got a crisp $5 bill just wasting space in your wallet, give it to us.
Yeah, exactly.
And we'll give you something in return. On that note, it's been real. We'll see you next week. don't know what we're covering yet, but we'll figure it out. Ryan will be back.
Mm-hmm.
Peace out.
If you want to know the real deal about the three, well, let me tell you, we're triple trouble, y'all. We're going to bring you up to speed. Check it out.
Because I'm a spatializer, rhyme revisor. Ain't selling out to advertisers. Ooh. What you get is what you see. Come and on. You won't see me in the advertising.
See, I like to party, not drink Bacardi. Because I'm not looking to throw up for nobody. No, for my spiel, or really wouldn't deal. This is like having a delicious meal.
Well, moving the crowd. A must. I got some words that apply to us, and that's mesmerizing, tantalizing, captivating.
And we'll go for fights.
If you
wanna know
the real deal
about the three,
we'll let them tell you we're
triple jumper,
y'all. We got to bring you up to speed.
Now check it out.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.